Good morning. Wake up. You're on iMornings.
With Corradula.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
How are you doing?
Welcome along, Friday morning podcast lovers, or Friday afternoon, evening, whenever you listen to it. Maybe it's a Sunday afternoon. I don't know. But all you do need to know is that Una is still sucking on rhubarb and custard boiled sweets.
I'm addicted. They're so good.
Where are you getting these boiled sweets
from?
Finger
licking good. In a supermarket.
In a supermarket?
Yeah.
How much is a bag of boiled sweets these days?
They're expensive enough. Around 3 or 4 euro.
Oh yeah.
But they do, one bag would last me a week like.
Whoa.
I only allow myself 2 or 3 of them a show.
I have a snack of choice in the car at the moment.
What you got?
It's good for long journeys. Those little jelly snakes.
Oh.
Yeah, jelly snakes.
I haven't had those in a long time.
Yeah, they're nice. The natural ones as well. They're all.
Oh, the natural ones.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm thinking about the real sugary ones we got back in the day.
That's your phone going
on. That's
off.
My phone. I thought it was on silent. That's ridiculous. What happened there?
You're a professional.
Always.
Maybe you're getting a message from somebody who's looking to do a bit of monkey barring with
Ooh,
you.
Ooh, monkey barring.
Yeah,
giggity.
We explain what that is going on in the dating world. Have a listen. Friday!
Oh, what are you doing for the weekend? You go dating? You going out? You going on a date? Looking for love? Where are you looking? What are you doing? People are going absolutely crazy at the moment trying to find love because dating trends are tough, Una.
People are trying to meet in person now, aren't they? The apps are kind of...
Yeah, because so like you have all these kind of like night outs where there's like, I suppose like you can do art and meet people in a pub and stuff. You can do those type of things, or you can go to some sort of like class in a park where you're doing, I don't know, yoga under a tree. You can meet people. I don't know. There's I'm well out of the game, Una. I've no idea how people are meeting. So I've been married a billion years. So, but there is a whole lot of. Trends of things that people are doing, and the new one is, I'm going to give you the name for it and try and have a think about what it actually means. There's a new dating trend called monkey barring. Alright, and
monkey barring, is that some kind of like position?
I'll come back to it. It is like, sign me up.
No, I'm not. Is that in the Kama Sutra?
What the hell is the Kama Sutra?
I don't know.
You have to say now. You said it on the radio.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. I'm delusional. Don't listen
it
to
is
me.
An Delulu. It's an ancient form of different positions of lovemaking, Una.
Ooh, that's a lovely description. I just didn't want to say lovemaking. Go on. Carry on with so the monkey bizarre. Barring. Monkey
yeah,
barring.
So I'll explain what monkey barring is in a sec, but you've heard of breadcrumbing, okay? Where you're stringing someone along.
Don't take crumbs from anyone. Sorry, I just feel passionate about that.
Master dating.
What did you say?
Master dating.
All right, sorry, I thought you said something else.
No, but what you thought I said is very similar to what you think I was saying. It's actually going on dates by yourself.
What?
Yeah.
What do you go? How do you go on dates by yourself? You're dating yourself? What are you doing? Looking in the mirror, talking to yourself?
Why the hell not? If you're just happy in your own company.
That's a really good... Bring yourself out.
Yeah, yeah.
I really like that.
You've always promoted self-love.
Oh my God, self-love, self-care is so important.
Go on, the master...
I'm going to go out. Go on, master daters.
You know, micromancing, which is trying to control every aspect of dating. It's like, okay, we're going to go here, then we're going to eat this, and then we're going to get into this Uber, and then we're going to arrive by this time. All right, stop it. Let's just let
it flow. Yeah. No, don't try and micromanage.
I love the name of this. It's Banksying.
Banksying.
Yeah. So you're keeping somebody intrigued and never giving enough to commit. Now, I would have thought that Banksying, because, you know, from the artist, the Banksy, who nobody knows who it is.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you've had a one-night stand, you don't know the person's name. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But anyway, you ready for monkey barring?
Yes, please.
Monkey barring is a new dating trend. It's like where you're basically like a monkey swinging from bar to bar. So while you're in a relationship, you're swinging to look over to move into a new relationship, and there is a crossover period where you're still in two relationships.
That's a bit bold.
Yeah, so you're, but it's a constant thing. You're always like swinging from one to the other and over and back again and stuff like this.
Like a pendulum, but where'd you get the time? And then, like, where'd you get the time? And then, you know, you have to remember everything about these different people, and you could get mixed up, and you could call, you know, you could call Tom Tighe.
That's why it's always nice to have those little kind of names like All right, babe.
All right, fine.
All right, hun. So, or give them little animal names like monkey. All right, I'm a little monkey.
Each their own. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. They're getting enough exercising, I suppose, if you think about it.
What?
The monkey bearing.
No, they're not actually physically swinging.
I know that. I know that.
Go on off and micro master date yourself.
You're on iMornings
with Corredura.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crowd into one bite.
It's a wild world of dating, and I'm sure there's people who are into the sound of sucky sweets as well. everyone's got a kink.
Everyone's got a thing. Yeah.
what is your thing?
Sucky sweets.
Brilliant. All right, here's Scally's Alley.
Before we move our way towards Scally's Alley, we were talking about the type of chicken that you made last night. What was it?
A chicken chaucer.
A chicken chaucer.
Chicken chaucer.
How do you pronounce it?
Chasseur. Chicken chasseur. It's a French sauce.
Oh, what does it mean?
It's actually translates to hunter. Hunter sauce. It's a quick sauce that they made.
Hang on a second. Quick sauce? Go on, how long did it take?
It actually took an hour and a half.
No, to make the sauce.
Oh, well, that was kind of complicated because you had to open the packet.
Oh, sweetie.
Then you had to get the tomato puree.
Yeah.
And then you had to get the 300 mils of water.
No.
Now, how am I supposed to know what 300 mils of water is? So I just took a guess.
What do you mean?
Exactly what I said.
What do you mean, what's 300 mils of water?
How do I know?
A jug with measurements on it?
No.
You don't have a jug of me. How do you do anything without measurements? Do you have a weighing scale then?
No.
So you can do a fluid ounces weight.
Boring.
Oh my god. Man, why does dinner taste like chosor and not chasseur?
Scally's Alley with Kevin Egan Cars.
My god,
I can't believe you don't have a jug with.
Of course I don't have a jug.
What do you mean you can't believe?
No, I can believe it. It's just surprised me. What
you literally you live within walking distance of a home store or more.
Do I have time? I'm a busy mom of twins. I don't have time to be going.
I've seen you waste time.
Oh really?
Yeah. I've seen you waste time.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah. And a busy mom of twins wants to have 5 minutes to herself.
Listen, just give the au pair another couple of quid to stay there for 5 minutes.
Au pair.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Who's got your children then? No. All right, okay. What?
I love an au pair.
Somebody please send in a jug of measurements on us. My God. All right, stone them.
According to research, doctors say this is a small essential must for better health.
Una?
Jesus.
I'm just so happy it's Friday.
I'm only joking.
No, you're not.
I'm only joking. No. What is a small must?
Yeah.
Measurement jug.
This is true.
Because you get all your measurements right.
But, like, it's fun to guess sometimes.
No.
Not when you're baking, because it has to be so accurate. Like, cooking, it's fine, yeah, but if you're baking, it has to be super accurate.
Well, when have you ever known me to bake?
Never.
Seriously, bake. Wow. So, can you say that again, Donald, please?
Yes. Doctors say this is a small must for better health.
Is it hugs?
Oh, yeah. I like you thinking.
That's really nice.
I get the best feeling ever when I'm hugging my twins.
Releasing the endorphins.
It's beautiful.
Not what doctors
say. Just hugging anyone, really.
Yeah.
But your
hugs. It must be a genuine hug.
Your hugs have another kind of side to it. You're actually trying to pick their pockets for snack bars. It's the best feeling ever when they find a snack bar. All right, we need some guesses on this. 087 1102 107. The question we're asking is,
according to research, doctors say this is a small must for better health. What is it?
4-hour workday in a 4-day week.
High five. Amen to that. Oh yeah, bring it to the doll. Bring it to the case. Yes, this needs to happen. We need to take to the streets to protest
for
this.
087 1102 107. What do you reckon the answer to this Scally's Alley is this morning?
Doctors say this is a small must for better health. What is it?
Scally's Alley with Kevin Egan Cars.
The question that we've been asked this morning with this survey is, what exactly, Tom?
According to research, doctors say this is a small must for better health. Right. What is it?
has to be singing, says Claire in Salt Hill.
Oh, yeah. Another endorphin releaser. Nice in the shower, in the car. It's not the answer.
Good for you.
Mm.
Yeah. Singing.
Singing.
Yeah. I know.
That's why I encourage it.
You sing all the time.
I do. Yeah.
We've actually taken away a thing that you do sing on the radio because people were feeling too happy.
They were feeling too
happy. Morning, guys. Is the answer to Scally's Alley a piece of dark chocolate?
Ooh.
It's really good.
It is better for you than milk chocolate, but...
Antioxidants.
80% cocoa.
A bit too dark now, friends.
You'll still get it all over your top, though.
Yeah. Snaccidents.
Yeah. All right. Let's get these voice notes on the radio.
Morning, morning. It's Ricky here in Sligo.
Morning, Ricky!
Would the answer to Scally's Alley be drinking a glass of water in the morning?
Huh?
But you know, if you actually just had an apple a day, you'd keep the doctor away altogether.
Boom tish.
Is that true, though? Is that really true?
For the apple suppliers of the apple. World, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's not the answer, Ricky, I'm afraid.
No. Oh, great guess, though.
Good guess, yeah.
Morning, lads, I'm Scally's Alley.
Yes.
Is it hurling abuse at your co-workers?
Hurling abuse at your co-workers is it's a boost of health.
Yeah. Put a few profanities while you're at it.
Go on.
You're stupid and you're thick. But anyway, I'm not sure, yeah, maybe.
Larry, you've left no other option for me to just give you your own beeps because you did censor yourself.
You're stupid and you're thick. But anyway, I'm not sure, yeah, maybe.
No, get it all out, Larry. That's good.
Yeah. Makes you feel better getting it out, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's not the answer, Larry, I'm afraid. No.
What's the answer then, Donald Scanlon?
The answer, Una, I literally saw this and thought of you, Una, straight away.
Ooh.
So, doctors say this small must will help give you better health. It's sighing. This...
I love to sigh.
Yeah, and it's good for your health.
I don't think this is true.
Why?
You sigh all the time.
I'm healthy.
If you say so.
I actually am, because I got my blood results from the doctor yesterday and I Googled everything. I did everything. So, yeah, all good.
All good. Well, I'm delighted then. Yeah, brilliant. So, sigh away. Everybody, let's all have a sigh.
Okay, three,
two, one. That's not really a sigh, but we'll take it.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
I really liked this story and where we went to this and the stories that we got from other people about your friend who had an unwanted guest in their house, the big giant rat.
Yeah, I feel so sorry for her. I still don't think the old rentical have been to her property.
Any pest control is available?
So she's living with Mr. or Mrs. Rat. We don't know the sex.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's sharing her house. Mm.
What's she feeding it?
Nothing. As far as I'm aware, I think she's afraid to go into her kitchen because that's where she saw the rat. So she's just hanging out upstairs in her bedroom with a towel against the door.
We did get messages from people saying that they would just move out till it was all sorted, which is fair. If you don't like rats. Anyway, this is what we got from her.
Sure, look, we like to bring you the joys and the tales of life, just like I cannot wait to hear about your friend and her unwanted guest.
So, excuse me.
Sorry.
My friend, yeah, she just bought a house in Dublin.
Nice.
It's an old house.
Yeah.
Old house now.
The older, the more expensive. Go on, yeah.
Well, not really. So she was asleep on the couch the other night. She just dozed off. And, Dublin.
What?
She was woken up suddenly to a loud crash in the kitchen. So she grabbed the closest thing to her, which was a pillow.
Yeah.
Right. So she tentatively opened the door into the kitchen, ready to have a pillow fight with whatever or whoever it was in her kitchen making that loud crash, right?
Yeah.
And just as the door finally creaked all the way open, what did she see? A dirty rat.
Oh, no.
A rat the size of a Jack Russell scurried across her kitchen floor and back into whatever hole he came out of. And the thing is, she can't get pest control in for a couple of days.
Oh.
So now she's roomies with the rat.
Oh, so she just has to feed this rat on its family.
Well, I don't know. She asked me what. I just thought maybe if she gave the rat a name, it mightn't feel so bad.
Oh, do we know if it's male or female?
We don't know. So maybe like I don't know, like an Alex.
Or a Tony.
Or a Jamie.
Jamie, Alex, Tony, yeah. There.
Or no, I don't want a rat to be called Jamie. My son is Jamie, no.
All right, okay.
Anyway, fine. So, yeah, so I said she should name the rat. And psychologically, it might make her feel a bit better.
Yeah.
And is there usually, if there's one rat, is there usually a few?
Yeah, they would have a lot of rats. Yeah, because...
Rat babies. I thought that was mice.
No, all the rodents, they're all at it. Yeah, and sure, listen. So she's living in Dublin City. So
the outskirts. Yeah,
she's always going to be within. I suppose in an urban environment, you're always, there's a myth that you're within 6 feet of a rat anywhere.
Yeah,
it's actually a couple of meters. So like wherever you live, like you're within a few meters of a rat anyway, and all of its families. So there you go.
I remember I lived in a house with like hundreds of mice.
Hundreds of mice.
Hundreds of mice. They were all in the attic, but I didn't know.
You mean you lived with them?
I moved into the mice house.
Yeah.
Until one night I was sitting in the sitting room and I heard like a... And I looked down and I saw a mouse flying across the sitting room. So I hopped up on the table in the sitting room and I rang the landlord, demanded that he come down. And I stayed at the table until he came down.
It's like a scene from a cartoon.
That was fine. That was just the first mouse, but they were just coming left, right and centre. I remember my dad had to come up and stay with me for a week until we got the pest control in. They were like all up, hundreds of them.
Oh.
I had to put a towel beside, just down on my bedroom door to make sure that no mice would come in. It was.
I thought you were saying you were putting a towel down so they could sleep in the room beside you. Just like,
no.
So they're all cozy.
No.
I had a mouse. Actually, I'd love to hear, does anybody else have any mouse or kind of critter, unwanted visitor stories? 087 110 2107. I remember when I was first seeing Lisa, when we were first dating, I was on night shift on a radio station and I came in like first thing in the morning and I didn't want to wake Lisa, so I put down the fold out bed beside her bed and I kind of laid down it, and then I could feel something on my legs. I'm like, what the hell is that? And I lifted up over the duvet and there was a mouse.
Oh God!
Sitting there looking at me like as if it wanted the recipe for ratatouille, and I'm like, hey, get out. I said, jump.
There's you, thought you were getting lucky, and then you looked down and
Jesus, man, little ginger mice everywhere. 087 110 2107. Mice, rats, we had a bat in the house actually the other day. It got in the bathroom window.
Oh God.
Did I not tell you? Oh my God, yeah. So like the bat came in and I'd just gotten out of the shower, so
I remember, and you just started screaming and Lisa had to come to get rid of the bat.
There's a bat. Lisa, she knocks at the door, she goes,
it's him, did it?
Yeah,
it's him.
Give me a little towel. I'm like, that's all I have on, huh? And yeah, Lisa went in and caught the bat and let them outside. All right, 087 110 2107. We are talking about basically Una's friend who has an unwanted visitor.
Yeah, a ratatouille, rat-ta-ta-ta-ta. She found a rat in her kitchen.
So what's the crack? Why can't
rent kill come?
Yeah.
Not for a day or two.
That's mad. They must be mad busy in Dublin.
Yeah.
Leaving rats everywhere.
Infestations.
Yeah.
So she's living with the rat. So I was telling her she should give it a name just to kind of psychologically it would be better for her. But she didn't like that suggestion actually. She got a bit offended.
She got a cat.
She
she get a cat, can't chase a rat away. Catch it.
Yeah, I think she's just going to wait for a rent to kill to come over. Emer has been in touch. She said, we had a load of rats in our house in college. You could hear them scraping the insides of the walls at night. How we stay there is beyond me. College Emer had Leroy.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Scraping behind the wall. Yeah,
oh, imagine being in bed and you can hear all the rats.
They are nocturnal. Yeah.
They're nocturnal, are they?
Yeah, they love to come out at night going, Ardy, what's the story? I'm going to find all your food. I'm going to eat it. Oh, we had a bag of hen food up on top of a barrel. Big Dave thought, right, it's in the middle of the shed, on top of a barrel, up quite high. The rat won't get at it. The rat got at it.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're good climbers and jumpers.
Climbing, jumping. They've got, like, grappling hooks a whole lot of them. They're mad with all the, like, they're like little Batman, so they are.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
I had 23 on the hot press. You want to hear the noise of them? I had to get the whole lot got sorted with mice traps.
That was mice, not mice. Rats. Yeah.
I lived with scores of mice as well.
Little family.
Yeah.
What other little critters or big critters have you had invade your home without you inviting them? 087 110 2107. I think the biggest thing that we'd invade our garden was somebody left a gate open and we cattle and they destroy made the garden.
Cattle?
Yeah, you know, like cows.
The cows came into your garden?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, have you never had a cow come into your garden?
Funnily enough, no, I've never had a cow come
into
the garden.
They destroy, or goats. You ever get a goat in your garden? You come out and there's nothing left. They'd fleece the place.
What do they take?
They pocket it and then sell it in the market. So Una's friend had the unfortunate incident where she found a new visitor in her new house.
Yeah, a dirty rat in her kitchen.
Wasn't there with the housewarming gift. It was there to say, hey, I live here. Not you.
Yeah, so she's to wait a day or two before pest control come along. So she's living with the rat, essentially. Yeah. So
how do you get rid of a rat? You just like
ask them to leave.
Here you go. All right, Lynn has some
morning
stories.
Guys. Happy Friday. I have cat, so I have cat flap.
Oh, cat flap! Oh, cat flap's a great idea. If you forget your keys, crawl in through it.
One of the neighbour's cats figured out how to use this cat flap and came in regularly to eat the food. Came back one afternoon. Cat was curled up on the couch asleep. Thought it was his new home now. Had to get rid of him.
No!
Eventually, the cat just disappeared. Don't know where he went. But, he used to come in, eat the food and curl up on the couch.
Oh,
it's lovely.
Cats know.
If they're wanted or not.
No, just cats know how to rule the roost, even if it's not their own house.
Yeah, they like to wander as well, don't they?
Yeah, we used to have a cat that would come up to our window and we called it Valerie.
Valerie.
And she would come up and she'd be like, meow. And we would give her a little bit of water, maybe a little snack every now and then, a little snack of Rooney.
So did she try and move in?
Yeah, pretty much. But no, we wouldn't let her into the house, though, you know.
That's kind of miserable, isn't it?
Not really.
No, you are. You're teasing her, you're giving her food and water, and then you're saying, no, there's no room at the inn, Valerie.
Well, the thing is, we called her Valerie because we thought it belonged to Valerie, who lived like four doors down.
But obviously it didn't.
But apparently everybody fed this cat and watered this cat, and the cat just, it was a fat cat. This cat wouldn't have got in a cat flap, put it that way.
How are you doing?
Good, Carl. How are you, buddy?
There was one from the workplace.
All right.
Inside in the classroom, and lad put up his hand up the front. A bowl boy, now that's why he was up the front.
Yeah.
Check out. Saw something after coming down the pipe behind the bin there. So I told him, get out back at your work. None of that. Until one of the good lads on the back put up the hand and said, yeah, sorry, I saw something too. I pulled back the bin. What was there? Oh, Lord. A rat. This size of my foot. What did I do? Out the door and closed it behind me, left all inside. Met the principal in the hall. He said, where are you off to? I said, there's a rat in that room now. I said, as big as herself. And he said, where's your students? I said, they're in there too. He said, geez, you better get them out. I said, I'm not going back here. I told you there's a rat. So you need to get them out. Room was closed for the week. Mice, okay. Rat, no way. Or your poor friend, I wouldn't stay in the house with the rat. Not an ocean. All right, chat to you later.
Oh my God, hang on a second.
Con, you left your students alone with the rat.
Is Con the teacher?
Con's the teacher.
Oh my God!
Con! You dirty rat.
My God, it's a wild world out there when you've got rats in the kitchens and mice in your bedrooms, bats in the bathrooms.
It happens.
It does happen. Loads of messages coming in on 087-1102-107. What kind of critters are coming into your houses?
Just about your unwanted pets and stuff.
Not quite pets, but yeah, go on.
I remember one time, a long, long, long time ago.
Come on, Tommy.
We live in an estate in town and we have a big garden, so we used to look after the odd animal for my uncles and stuff.
All right.
And there was one time we had a goat.
Goats. Oh, I know where this is going.
My mother had a line of washing out and the goat decided that he was hungry and went and ate most of the clothes that were on the line. Stop. Talk about funny.
Yes.
Yes, I don't remember that goat ever coming back the day after that.
Ah, it wasn't welcome back.
He was probably sick after eating the clothes. Imagine the poor goat trying to poop them out. Like, how did that happen? The poor Billy.
Where your mind goes, just like, the goat did not have a problem pooping it out.
Really?
No.
Do they eat everything and anything?
Everything and anything inside, yeah.
Okay.
They're mad for us. All right.
I had a pine marten in the house one time.
A pine marten in the house? Oh, they are... Oh,
nasty.
They the sharpest teeth, the sharpest claws, and the
they are kind of cute to look at, though.
Really wishy humour as well.
I found the smell upstairs.
From the pine marten?
In the attic. Went into the attic, there was one dead.
Oh no.
And the other one used to come and visit it. until I got rid of the dead one.
Oh my god. Pine martens, they are beautiful. They have been reintroducing them into our wildlife, but everyone's a big kind of like, would you stop it?
Did they go at your hens?
At them. They killed 19 of our hens in one night. Just one pine martin.
Oh my god. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Way to take the tone down there.
Yeah. Wouldn't be like you.
I didn't mean to, I'm talking to you.
This happens all the time. When you're not getting laughs in, they always take it to a different level.
Going away from the house situation, but my brother had a van.
A van, all right, okay, I like where this is going.
That wouldn't be so tidy.
A bit like Una's car, you listen up, Una.
And he has a sweet tooth.
Una, listen up, yeah.
Well, there'd be wrappers and bits of chocolate and everything and sweets.
It's your brother, Una.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Do you remember I looked into your car and said, I genuinely thought my car was dirty. And my car is like, it looks like it's been valeted. Anyway, car, dirty, wrappers, sweets, the whole lot.
But he said, I think I have a mouse. It's kind of a little bit snibbled. So, just one day, you know, wouldn't take any heed of even having a mouse.
Yeah.
One day, opened the glove compartment and he had napkins. But they were all shredded up and they made a little nest. But there was a little family living in the glove compartment of the van. I was just like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh, like
a little mouse family.
Like, how could you kick them out then if they've made a little nest for themselves and they're warm and cozy?
Yeah, we'll see now when we open your glove box and see how you feel when there's a family of mice in there.
Well, I'd leave them there and I'd feed them.
That's a lie. You never share your snacks. I actually used to live with a guy, all right? And remember we got into his Jeep one day. And we reversed out of his driveway and we were about to head off, but he quickly put the car into park, didn't even lift the handbrake, and jumped out. I've never heard a man scream so much in my life. He's like, it's in my trousers! It's in my trousers! I'm like, what's in your trousers? And then he starts dropping his trousers in the middle of the housing estate.
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
God.
What is happening? And then starts jumping on his trousers. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, there's a mouse in my trousers. So there was a mouse living in his Jeep.
There's a mouse.
And it went up his trouser leg as he went to start driving. And then nested around his crotch area. And it was so funny. While he was jumping up and down, you could see the mouse down the other end of the leg just look up and just leg it away.
Oh, stop.
He was safe.
You're on iMornings.
With Cooper.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
If there was a time of day that you love every day just after 9, would I be right in saying that you love this time?
It's my favourite time of the day. Sorry, I still have the sweets. I'm telling the longevity of these sweets.
Can you not wait till we finish?
No, because it gives me a bit of a G-up. Because of the sugar in it. And I need a bit of a G-up.
Yeah.
Giggity.
We did dating. Anyway, this is truth or trash. God.
Truth or trash. We've got facts and we bring them to you. There's not a song to go with it. It's just this bit here. Don't know what have you got.
My fact today.
It's getting worse, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really is. Very poor.
Come on!
My fact, you'd be happy to know, a German zookeeper was killed when an elephant let loose and defecated on him. No, you've not been...
That's a really...
If you want some facts from producer Donal, it's gotta be about an animal. Where does he get his facts about animals? He's got a stack of books about them. Not about a gorilla, an elephant, a giraffe, or a little mouse. God. Maybe it's about the rat that lives in Una's friend's house.
You.
That was not planned.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
That was lovely.
I forgot what you said.
Yeah, here's an animal fact today. I'll give you that. A German zookeeper was killed when an elephant let loose and defecated on him. Pooped.
Dead by poo.
I think this is true.
That's a load of shite.
Whoa!
That's really sad. It's really sad. It's an awful way to go.
What a way to go.
Yeah, I hope it is trash. So I'm going to say trash. Lock it in. What are you saying, Chihuna?
I'm saying true.
Okay, lock it in.
It's trash. It's not true.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, that's good.
It's not in my book of facts.
but it's in your weird head that you decided to make up a book that a zookeeper died by elephant poop. All right, it's my turn.
Yep.
Very best of luck today. It's a big day for Leaving Cert results. Students getting their results left, right and centre. And I love this time of the year because we get some facts and statistics from some of the exams that were returned. And do you know what? People who are doing their exams this year did not disappoint. Skibbity appeared 47 times across the English essays, with one candidate using it as a metaphor for the collapse of capitalism. 73 students ended their essays with no cap to emphasise sincerity. And one geography student explained that an oxbow lake forms when a river literally gets the ick from its meandering and ghosts it.
For the creativity, I'm hoping this is true.
It's definitely trash, because you wouldn't have all of that information at this time when the results aren't out.
Oh, yes. Oh yeah, that is true, yeah.
Breaking news.
Oh, yes. From 2024, wasn't it, Cooper?
Boring!
You're boring! So you're a skibbity.
You've done well thinking of that, though. Yeah, that's good.
No cap.
I love an oxbow lake. In fact, I'm going to say trash, yeah.
All right, lock it in, lock it in.
Locked.
Yeah, but do you even know what an oxbow lake is?
I do, yes.
I don't.
Do you know how to pronounce it?
It's oxbow.
It's when the river makes its own other way.
Well, Miss Cox, who was my geography teacher, called it an oxbow. And so I trust Miss Cox.
It is an oxbow.
I said oxbow.
You said bow.
Bow, oxbow, oxbow lake. Bow, whatever. Whatever.
You need to bow out of this debate. What are you saying, truth or trash?
Trash.
It is 100% trash. Well done. Yeah. I made it all up. Use my imagination.
So, something of my facts.
Something I could have used when I did my Leaving Cert.
Here we go.
Go.
So, my fact is, if you want to check if your breath smells, right, this is what you do. You lick your wrist, yeah. You wait 10 seconds and then...
If your hand falls off.
And then you sniff it, right?
Yeah.
That's what your breath smells like to others, and it's way more accurate than breathing into your hand. So lick your wrist, like so.
Oh, Una.
And you wait, count now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, right?
Yeah.
Now, smell it.
Smell it.
Oh, mine is lovely. It tastes of my boiled sweets of custard and rhubarb. Lovely.
That's because you just had them to eat, yeah.
Yes, 10 out of 10 for observation there.
No, I'm just thinking that, but that's okay. Not how your breath smells. That's how your sweet smells.
I had it. So therefore, my breath is now like my sweet.
Your breath smells like rhubarb and custard.
Yeah, what's your smell like? Did you do the test there?
No, I'm not going to fall for your tricks of sitting here and licking me wrists. Some sort of lunatic. Yeah. I tell you what, if you want to know what your breath smells like, floss and then smell the floss.
Oh,
yeah, there's a treat for you in the morning. I'd do that after your breakfast.
You don't even floss.
Of course I floss.
Go on.
I'm going to say that's true. I'm going to lock that in.
Well, if it's true, why didn't you lick your arm?
Just because it's true.
Have to do it. It's not TV, it's radio. Oh, I did lick my arm. Do not see me.
No, that's, you're boring.
somebody said on one of your videos of you failing to get Oasis tickets of when I tricked you and gave you your Oasis playlist.
Yeah.
And says, I love the way these two are just like a culty siblings. Just arguing all the time. It's Una giving out to me. What are you saying, Don?
I'm going to say trash.
Okay, Una, what is it?
It's actually true.
It is true.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
I was thinking it could be true, yeah.
Lick your arms, but you were thinking it, but you said trash.
Yeah, I'm just used to you making them up.
Yeah, that's...
I'm surprised you don't have a song about licking wrists.
Licking wrists?
Yeah. You usually make up songs about everything.
Well, if you want me to, I can go and make up a song about licking wrists.
I would like you to do that, please.
Okay, fine, no problem. I'll do it then.
Yeah.
I like to lick it, lick.
Mike's is still on it.
Yeah. I need to work on my tone. I was being sarcastic.
Missed the show? No biggie. We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
By the time this podcast is out, the Leaving Certs will have gotten their results.
Congratulations! Yay!
Party responsibly and all that. What did you do for your Leaving Cert celebration?
for my leave insert, I remember I had two cheeseburgers that night.
Way to go. And you haven't looked back since. That's a staple standard there every Friday night. What's for dinner? Two cheeseburgers, please. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so I collected my results. My brother opened them for me because I was like, I can't do it. So he opened them, added them all up, and I was like, woo, pleasantly surprised, whatever. So yes, went out with all the girlos, and I remember I went over with my friend Carol to Mamma Mia's Chipper, and I got one cheeseburger, and then a couple of hours later I was like, do you know what, I fancy another cheeseburger.
Nice.
And off I went. But you know what, Cooper, had the metabolism. Yeah. I could eat seven and I'd be not a bother. Mossy Connor,
how are you doing?
Oh my, how times have changed. But we were talking about, like, you know, songs, the songs you sang for your Leave Insert song.
Yeah.
Ours is a bit bold.
It was bold. Have a listen to this.
Best of luck, everyone. If you're going to get your Leave Insert results this morning, we are absolutely rooting for you. Go on. You can do it.
You can do it. I was listening to Dave and Fionnuala yesterday evening, and they were chatting about your Leave Insert songs.
Oh, yes.
You know, the song you sang at the Mass at the end of the year.
Yeah.
That was a very emotional time.
Can you remember your song?
Yeah, we were very bold.
We were bold.
We didn't go down the emotional route. The song we sang was an Oasis song.
Set yourselves free.
Yeah.
All right, what was your Leave Insert song? Love to hear. 087-1102-107. I'm trying to think what mine was. I'm pretty sure it was Avicii Levels. We like to bop back in the day. What was yours though? 087-1102-107. Love to get some clips on for you. There was one that a lot of people have a funny feeling are going to be sending in, and I'm just going to play a clip of it now.
Go on, do it.
Everyone's just like, oh, graduation song. Do you remember that? The gusto of Una's
emotional.
One. I'm free. Okay, 087-1102-107. What was it? Sing a bit of it if you like. We are talking about Leave Insert songs because you heard Dave Fionnuala talk about this last night. It brought back massive memories. Una's very cheeky, and her school decided to go with this. They were standing in the hall.
No more double mats.
In Kerry, with their fingers up at their teachers. All right, what have we got?
The Cup song, you know, the one from Pitch Perfect, that's from Emma and Leash.
Oh, yeah. That was probably one of the first kind of, I suppose, trending videos when everybody was doing the Cup song.
Oh, the Cup song, yeah. It's a banger as well.
It's an absolute banger.
Yeah.
You can do the Cup song, no problem.
No problem.
Not a bother to you. James says, we have the Script Hall of Fame. What a shame. That's empowering, isn't it?
That is empowering.
Whoever picked that should have been, like, you know, student of the year, teacher of the year,
top of the class.
Yeah. Let's get one more. Michelle.
My Leave Insert song was Best Day of My Life by the American Authors. Three of us had to sing it in front of the entire school.
Sorry.
And now it's stuck in my head for the rest of the day. So thank you very much for that, iRadio.
It's not going to be stuck in your head. You'll be fine. It's not like we're playing it. Oh.
Wasn't that on an ad?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
How would
for
you
like a bank or something.
How would you like to bank with us? It's 0% finance and we give you a mortgage or something.
I don't know.
Like that was fun. I enjoyed that.
Missed the show? No biggie. We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
I think my favourite one from that was possibly your Oasis one, but the Script Hall of Fame one.
Oh yeah, empowering, yeah, powerful, love good. That, yeah.
I know that, I'm sure anybody who was listening here, after I asked what did you do to celebrate your Leaving Cert, and then you just moved on and didn't ask me what I did to celebrate my Leaving Cert.
What did you do to celebrate?
Doesn't matter, you weren't interested then?
No, I'm interested, I bet you something really, really cool. What did you do?
It was actually not cool, because we were always going to raves and like the Gag Club disco and everything like that, and I was DJing anyway. We didn't bother going to any of the parties. We were very, 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 very responsible, and we went to the cinema.
Oh my days.
Yeah.
Do you remember what you saw in the cinema?
No.
Oh my God.
I don't want to talk about it.
That is, that's, yeah, pretty sad. Not going to lie.
Well, I'm glad you didn't ask me about it. That's for sure. Thank you so much.
Did your mom bring you? Did she buy you some popcorn?
No, my mom didn't bring me.
No, were you having a sleepover?
My friend Damo's mom brought us. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Hit follow, subscribe, be notified of when we get a new podcast up, and there will be a brand new feature.
Sucky Sweet on Monday.
Yeah, Sucky Sweet Mondays. Please just make sure they're all gone. So that's 2 days in a row now. Stop it.
All right. Okay, I'm going. Bye.